Today's reading is in John chapter 14, beginning in verse 1. John 14, verse 1. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am you may also be. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the words themselves. In Matthew, we just finished with the whole book. We've seen the lead up to the crucifixion. We've seen the disciples scattering, Peter denying Christ three times, his resurrection, the Great Commission. Over here in John 14, we're going backward a little bit in order to see that Jesus was preparing them. He was instilling with them an understanding of the hope that they had in him. And he tells them, in my Father's house are many rooms. In other words, there's a place for you. There's a place for you where the Father dwells. And if you want to reach that place where the Father dwells, then you have to come through Jesus. No one comes to the Father except through me. Then in verse 7, if you know me, you know the Father also. In verse 8, as a response to this, Philip begins to ask, Show us the Father and it's enough for us. On a surface level, we look at that and think, well, what is Philip asking for? Is he asking to literally see God the Father? Is that what he's asking? And then he makes the statement, it will be enough for us. Well, I think it's something different. I think it's that Philip wants to understand God more intimately and more deeply. Give us a little bit more. But Jesus' response says, if I've been with you so long and you still don't know me, the point wasn't really getting across to them. The point was, if you know Jesus, then you know the Father. And that's why we spend so much time in order to know Jesus. Yes, because he's our Savior, he's our Lord, he's our Christ, he's our King, he's our High Priest, he's even our brother. But he's also that image of the Father. He helps us to know our God. That's because they are unified in their thoughts, purposes, and in their character. Jesus reveals the Father in a way that was never revealed before. The Hebrew writer in chapter 1 verse 3 says that Jesus is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. In Colossians 1:19, Paul says that in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. When we see Jesus, we see the image of God. We see that perfect representation. In John 1 verse 18, it says that Jesus has made God known to us. Now, I realize we're in 2022, but as far as our reading plan goes, we're at the very end of our year's worth of readings. We are on the last 52nd week of all of these readings. We'll have one more reading in this tomorrow before we start a new plan. But the whole point of this past year was to focus on Jesus. We've looked through all of the gospel accounts about the life of Jesus. And I'm sure there's still unanswered questions. There's always unanswered questions. But I hope that at the end of this year that you know Jesus a little better than you did a year ago if you've been following these readings. I hope that this time spent in the Gospels has been beneficial in such a way that you know God better because you know Jesus better. Man is limited in his understanding and his grasp of eternal things and spiritual things. And in some ways we think, why can't God just tell us directly? But instead, he presented himself through his son Jesus in such a way that if you want to get to know him, you have to put a little effort in. You've got to work at getting to know him a little bit better. And that's what we've done over this last year, is we've worked to get to know Jesus and God better. When we read about Jesus, when we hear about, you know, all the things that he did, when we see his compassion, we see his wisdom, we are seeing God. Sometimes we make a disconnect between Jesus and his compassion on people and the Father, but the fact is they both have the same compassion toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That was the plan of God the Father. He sent him to accomplish that goal. Why? Because of his compassion on us. You see, I want a deeper knowledge of God. And God has revealed himself through Jesus. So then we work to know Jesus better. And we become better because of that knowledge. Think on these things today. Do you want to know God better? Are you willing to put in the effort to know him? Thanks for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.